Welcome to Colorado Traveler, a weekly peek at a travel destination, topic, or trend, presented by Linda Duval, a Colorado Springs travel writer who has been exploring the world for more than 30 years. She'll focus on Colorado and the Rocky Mountain West, but she also might take a few side trips. So sit back, relax, and listen. After all, armchair travel can be fun.
The Grand Canyon has a split personality. Your experience at one of America's most iconic sites may well depend on which Grand Canyon you choose. The popular South Rim bustles with activity, with 45 million visitors a year vying for parking spots, rooms at lodges, tables in restaurants, and even a place in line at the gift shop checkout. There's a town, Tusayan, just outside the park, with still more lodging and dining options. The South Rim is accessible most of the year. Then there's the North Rim. Now it's roughly 10 miles from rim to rim as the eagle flies, and it's about 220 miles if you go around by car, but it's a world apart in many other ways. For one thing, the closest town on the north is tiny Jacob Lake, Arizona, 43 miles away. Not exactly a bustling burg. So be sure your car is in good working order and have an extra set of car keys before you head to the rim. There's no mechanic here, and AAA is hours away. Also be sure to carry water with you, particularly during summer months. Bring your own water bottle. Individual bottled water is no longer sold in the park for environmental reasons. There are lots of places to fill your own, though. Remember that the North Rim is only open a few months each year, from mid-May till mid-October, depending on the weather. A significant snow closes the road for this season. The Grand Canyon Lodge on the North Rim has dining facilities, but no guest rooms. Guests stay in one of 214 cabins or motel units, so the number of visitors on any given day is limited. This rim only gets about 320,000 visitors annually, a fraction of the South Rim's numbers. The atmosphere here is more laid back. This is the calmer, slower, more thoughtful Grand Canyon experience. It's the kind of place where you park at a scenic pullout, and yours is the only car there, where you hike a rim trail, and the only other living creature you see is a browsing mule deer or a curious scrub jay. This is the place people come when they want peace and solitude, says one ranger who has worked in the park for nearly 30 years. This is the quiet side. There are no shuttles on the North Rim. Explore on your own, at your own pace, the same way you got there, by car, by bike, or on foot. On the South Rim, the canyon walls are so steep, you barely glimpse the mighty Colorado River rushing through the bottom. And though the North Rim is 1,000 feet higher, it's more eroded, and its sloping walls allow great views of many rock formations and the river below. If driving, start your day's tour at Point Imperial, 11 miles from the lodge, and at 8,800 feet, the highest point on the North Rim. From here, you'll see a panorama of mountain peaks in the distance, and the eastern end of the canyon, where it slopes and then flattens out into the painted desert beyond. Visit Cape Royal, which juts out over the canyon for stunning views, and be sure to take the self-guided trail that leads to Angel's Window Overlook. Stop to watch the sky. That thing you thought was a small plane or glider? No, it's a California condor. These giant prehistoric-looking birds have been successfully reintroduced into the canyon and can be seen soaring lazily on the updrafts, perhaps looking for lunch or just enjoying the views. Do not miss the sunset as seen from Bright Angel Point, a half-mile hike from the lodge. Take the easy but frighteningly narrow path out to the point. This was the only crowd we encountered during our stay. There must have been at least 20 of us huddled on the point, donning jackets as the air turned crisp. And as the sun melted into the rim, its red-gold glow bathing the rocky walls, it seemed a fitting end to a perfect day.
Linda Duval is the former travel editor for the Gazette, a freelance travel writer and winner of several Lowell Thomas Awards. She's the co-author of Insider's Guide to Colorado Springs and writes a local website, Pikes Peak on the Cheap.